就是議程第五項。議程第五項呢就有一份文件呢，就是郭博士同埋伍博士呢，就是共同撰寫嘅。咁或者唔知兩位可唔可以即係好簡單咁介紹一下。
係多謝謝各位支持，好緊迫，咁所以我就盡量簡短。返喺我介紹份文件之前呢，有兩點我想強調嘅。第一點，就份文件其實都係總結咗過去即係八個月嘅運作嘅時間嘅一啲反思嚟嘅。就我並冇意圖或者企圖呢，就透過個文件呢，就係針對即係邊一位同事咁樣。而事實上我覺得喺呢度坐低落嚟嘅即係政府方面嘅同事呢，其實都係好有勇氣同埋好投入嘅同事嚟嘅。咁係值得我哋去尊敬。咁就第二呢，就份文件係即係我同阿伍博士一齊寫啦。咁就我只可以代表到個人呢，就去即係同大家講返呢，就有機會即係呢啲嘅觀察其實可能有機會係好片面。或者呢就係sometimes smart but always naive 嘅。咁希望大家會見諒啊，即係如果係即係大家有啲咩補充嘅時候。咁好啦，咁我好快手呢介紹翻，其實咧就某個程度上邊咧，呢份文件都係我同伍博士嘅一啲所謂 ambition 做出嚟嘅一啲願景啊，可以咁講。咁就未必係完全咧都係可以落地得到，咁但係就純粹係作為一個拋磚引玉咧，希望大家可以即係stimulate 翻大家俾一啲意見咁樣。咁喺我哋嗰、那個即係願景入邊咧，我哋會覺得喺今時今日咧，其實所謂公共管治咧，其實就唔係淨係由政府去負責去管理呢個社會，而實際上呢，其實在社會上面每一位市民呢，其實都有他的權利和義務呢，去參與呢個公共的管治的。咁如果在一個規劃的事宜上面，我哋覺得呢方面嗰、那個諗法呢，其實是更加重要。譬如外國有很多例子呢，其實都是用返呢啲咁嘅模式去做嘅。譬如我哋會睇到911之後在曼哈頓那裡的世貿中心啊，或者在英國啊，或者在巴西，即很多啲地方都有用啲咁嘅共同參與的例子去做。咁所以我哋亦都好期望呢，即 HEC 是一個學習型嘅組織啦。咁我哋就過去總結咗經驗，查找咗不足，雖然就算繼續有不足之後呢，我哋都會即希望用一個積極即係正面嘅態度去做得好啲。咁以下呢就係我哋一啲觀察同埋一啲建議。咁有四樣嘅觀察呢，我哋覺得係比較明顯喺過去嗰個運作嘅經驗嗰度呢，就尤其是特別喺呢個十禁嗰度啦。咁就第一，我哋會覺得呢，就我哋喺個十禁入面呢，唔同嘅委員呢，其實唔多唔少呢係有一啲即係文化嘅差距嘅。即係呢個所謂差距唔係代表即係高低嘅意思，就只不過呢大家係嗰個方向或者嗰個諗嘢嘅角度其實會有啲唔同。但我哋會覺得呢，呢個差距係慢慢縮窄緊嘅。第二呢，就我哋亦都感覺到呢，其實唔同嘅委員對一般嘅市民個能力嗰、那個信任嘅程度，其實係會有唔同嘅睇法。但係當然亦都我哋好欣慰地覺得呢個咁嘅唔同嘅睇法咧，亦都係慢慢係收窄緊。第三咧，就我哋亦都覺得就唔同委員之間咧，其實就住一個係即係專家主導定係一個共同參與夥伴關係嘅方式咧，其實有唔同嘅睇法嘅。即使呢個咁嘅唔同嘅睇法係慢慢去縮窄緊嘅距離，最後咧我哋會感覺得到咧，其實喺成個運作上邊咧，就唔同嘅委員其實可能亦都會係點樣去用一個開放或者係透明嘅處理方法，或者係相對地係黑箱作業嘅方法咧，其實有唔同嘅傾向嘅。嗱，我哋上述呢四個觀察咧，只不過是我哋兩個人嘅觀察嚟嘅啫，其實可能未必大家有相同嘅觀察。第二咧，我想強調一點，我哋呢個觀察唔係想突顯咗十禁入邊嘅對立面，絕對唔係咁樣。我哋唔想去突出委員會入邊中間係有好多衝突啊，或者好多即係conflict 喺度，其實完全唔係咁樣。只不過我哋係想就住呢個觀察所得咧，就希望係提出一啲比較有建設性嘅建議嘅。我哋唔係想破壞性去純粹突顯咗一啲矛盾出嚟嘅。咁 究竟我哋即係有啲咁嘅觀察之後咧，我哋可以點樣做法咧？就以下我哋有少少一啲即係建議啦。咁我哋會覺得即係第一就我哋應該咧就運用一個即係英文嚟講就 governance beyond government， 即係如果係中文嚟講，我暫且就佢作為即係應該係一個即係共同管治嘅一個運作嘅模式。具體嚟講咧，係應該係採用一個夥伴，係包括咗政府啦、商界同埋一個即係民間嘅社會咧，係共同就住呢、這個即係海旁嘅規劃咧，係共同參與嘅。第二咧就即係我哋建議其實委員會應該係盡量咧去促使到市民嗰個潛能咧係盡量發揮，係透過一個開放同埋係容納。同埋透明嘅過程，係令到三方面咧都可以一齊去參與嘅。咁具體啲嚟講，我哋分開兩方面去提議。首先咧就喺內部方面咧，我哋覺得要強化一個真正嘅夥伴關係咧，其實我哋可以用一啲比較冇咁正規嘅渠道或者方式咧，去令到我哋唔同委員之間嗰、那個。溝通同埋了解咧係加強嘅，呢度就提議，譬如舉個例子，可能即係大家可以食飯啊，事前試下食飯。不過咧有個先決條件就，我哋一定要確保我哋自己咧係有足夠時間睇曬文件先去食飯，就唔好因為食飯而唔夠時間睇文件。咁呢個就係我哋唔會贊成嘅呢一樣嘢。咁就另外咧就譬如話可唔可以咧就舉辦一啲即係退休會，咁啊令到我哋可以放低我哋現有嗰、那個即係咁繁忙嘅工作咧，就有一個空檔喺，尤其是喺即係腦部嘅思維嗰度咧，就可以即係多啲去考慮我哋將來嘅發展會係點樣。另外咧就至於點去強化我哋三方面嘅夥伴關係咧，我哋就覺得。就喺個運作上面盡可能我哋大家都有個共識，就係話所有嘅建議或者有一個考慮咧，應該係透過一個共識建立嘅過程去達到最後嗰個結果嘅。咁具體啲嚟講咧，我哋就建議可唔可以我哋所聘請嘅所有嘅顧問公司都係應該向 HEC 或者係向委員會負責。而唔係向個別嘅政府部門負責咧，即使嗰個資金係由政府部門去出嘅咁樣。就第三咧，為咗要去加強嗰個透明度同埋開放性咧，咁我哋就建議咧，就喺呢度我哋成立一個工作小組，去具體去去考慮或者提出一啲有效嘅公關嘅策略。包括咗係對內同埋對外嘅，就令到我哋將來個運作咧喺嗰個communication 去溝通方面咧係做得好啲。最後一個係內部嘅建議咧，就我哋建議可唔可以係秘書處咧係直接向委員會負責？咁當然就秘書處亦都仍然係即係政府嘅官員啦。不過我哋希望咧就即係佢可以向委員會負責，而唔係向即係向翻政府部門負責咁樣。咁另一方面咧就對外究竟可以點樣做法咧？我哋就有兩個比較具體啲嘅建議。第一咧，我哋希望就我哋可以有足夠嘅資源。咁呢個其實頭先就Steve 同阿 Hardy 都有提過。我哋建議我哋應該有足夠嘅資源咧。去容許委員會係自己可以去推行一啲研究或者一啲活動，係尤其是係就住公眾參與方面係由委員會去負責去做嘅。咁就另外咧就我哋覺得嗰、那個capacity building 其實都係好重要嘅呢一方面。咁如果係頭先所講嘅建議，其實真係去落實同埋係順利推行得到咧。我哋好有信心，委員會將來個運作咧，就無論喺嗰個文化上邊啦、態度上邊咧，或者喺嗰個行為上邊咧，其實我哋都會即係達至共識。而家現有嘅差距咧，會越嚟越收窄。咁到最後咧，其實 HEC 同埋委員會咧，就係、是、一個共同嘅方向可以前進嘅。咁呢個就係以上就我同阿伍博士一啲。即係預見啦，咁希望大家可以俾翻啲意見嘅，唔該主席。
好謝阿吳主任博士有冇補充？
主席，我諗或者大家即係俾意見啦，因為其實即係我哋會覺得，即係如果香港而家 要去一个行去共同管治嚟到去即係嚟到去做嘅时候呢，其实係好需要有一啲我哋即係即係學界或者啲文獻裏面講嘅所謂建制嘅資本啊、社會嘅資本啊，即係呢一啲咁嘅資本咧，就即係可能好陌生啦、啊，呢啲咁樣嘅名詞。咁但係其實係係好需要即係一個信任啊，好需要即係大家嗰、那個大家互相合作，一個支持，一個即係關係嘅建立啊咁樣。咁所以我哋都即係提到係一啲即係比較具體啲嘅做法咧，希望係即係大家。即係無論是政府啊，或者即係官商民啊，即係大家係都支持去試下去做下，然後係即係建立一個新嘅文化嚟到去托住呢個新嘅管治文化咯。
唔、
okay.
知大家有冇意見啊 ，Thomas？
主席就我覺得咧，即係今次好一個好嘅開始咧，就係有一啲咁嘅新嘅文化咧，係揀咗喺 HEC 嗰度做開埠，即係呢個咁樣嘅，我覺得咧係對整個嘅即係社會嗰、那個不同嘅環節嘅關係嚟講咧，都會係一個幾新嘅嘗試嚟嘅。呢個咁樣嘅形式，即係尤其是呢個 governance beyond government 啊，咁呢個咁樣嘅即係concept 咧。不是話冇，而係咧就係話咧，即係如果咁落實、咁具體嚟做咧，即係喺我哋揀咗我哋 HGC 嚟做咧，做推行咧，我哋可以如果 claim to be， 即係可以係真係到時係成功嘅話咧，我覺得就係好欣慰，好大欣慰。咁當然嚟講咧，就話喺做嘅過程中嚟講咧，就變咗大家都係會係新嘅嘗試咧。我諗我哋係要自己要準備接受咧，就係話我哋要不停咧係可能要修訂啊，即係亦都要睇下究竟嚟講一個好理想嘅意願係咪實際上可以做得到呢？咁我諗我哋亦都要真係要認真係研究考慮一下。咁我想指出啲咩嘢呢，我就覺得咧個partnership 咧一定係無可異議嘅。即係點解政府會成立呢個 HEC 啫？就係因為係希望同即係社會嚟講、各界嚟講咧，就係一個夥伴性嘅關係。而這個全香港維港就是這麼重要的東西，所以正正式式呢，所以我們一定要是跟這個社會各方面來說呢，是一起攜手合作。那政府亦都即是我代表政府說呢，在這裡就是政府的立場亦都很鮮明，就是說呢，我們是會盡所有的力呢，能力來說呢，是去令到這個 HEC 的運作來說呢，是會達成順暢和順利。咁我哋有份參與呢個 HEC 嘅政府嘅人員咧，講政府嘅代表嚟講咧，亦都係全心全意去做嘅。我諗呢點嚟講咧，我可以代表我其他嘅政府同事咧喺呢度好肯定咁講出嚟。但係咧，亦都要有一個現實嘅考慮，就係話咧，HEC 嚟講咧，只不過係全個政府好多環節裏面嘅其中一環嚟嘅。咁喺資源嘅分配上面嚟講咧，我希望各位非政府嘅成員嘅委員嚟講咧，會了解到咧，或者係要諒解到咧，就係我哋喺政府內部嚟講係有一套嘅資源分配嘅制度，亦都有佢嗰、那個規矩喺度。咁我哋去盡量爭取資源，去強化我哋提供俾呢個 HEC 嘅服務之餘嚟講咧，我哋都要睇下就係事實上有幾多空間俾得到我哋啊。咁呢個咧，我係希望即係大家嚟講咧，作為一個夥伴嘅關係嗰陣時，一定要明白到嚇。而家我哋有份坐喺呢個 HEC 嘅有關嘅部門嚟講，或者有關局嚟講咧，係全心全意去即係提出呢個支援嚟，所以變咗嚟講有咩嘢？第一關我哋做公務員嘅，我哋做咗先啊！做得唔夠或者係即係需要額外嘅資源嚟講，我哋就會去揾呢、這個外援啦，就係揾呢個譬如 consultant 社啊咁樣樣。咁但當然嚟講，亦都要睇下個場合係咩啦。我哋有啲情況之下嚟講，根本都想請 consultant 社都唔可以請，冇可能嘅。咁所以呢點咧，我哋希望大家要即係理解到。另外一點咧，我想即係提及到咧，就話 嗰個公關嗰個公共形象嗰個問題咧，真係好重要啊！即係我諗我哋呢點嚟講咧，我哋真係要大家係一定要團結，同埋嗰個俾出去個信息嚟講咧，係一定咧係要係一個正面嘅。如果唔係嘅話咧，即係我哋成個想即係個理念，即係話想係去大家全個社會合作搞好一樣嘢。咁自己內部即係叫龍女雞都傾唔掂嘅話咧，雞年啦，今年雞年啦，龍女雞嚟講咧都傾唔掂嘅，咁即係就唔掂噶啦嚇。所以變咗嚟講咧，就話即係希望嚟講咧，我哋真係要達到呢個理念，就係話大家係一致嘅，無論即係冇分話即係政府或者係非政府啊，呢個大家即係一定要好緊湊先得，即係個合作無間先得。咁出去個信息嚟講咧，我亦都要承認就話，政府而家出去有好多時咧個信息嚟講咧，係所希望透過政府嘅機關想出去嘅信息嚟講咧，係未必即係達到所預期嘅效果，因為咧政府已經有個負面形象嘅，呢個我諗亦都係一個事實嚟嘅。好多時政府推嘅嘢出嚟嚟講咧，都未正式上到台面咧，就已經俾人即係打沉咗嘅。咁呢個亦都係一個事實，所以我諗咧喺呢方面嚟講咧，我係好希望咧，即係大家即係一齊咧係 work together 睇下點樣樣咧，係去搞好嗰、那個即係確立到咧，我哋有一個正面嘅形象俾大家俾社會。咁社會變咗嚟講咧，即係起碼嚟講咧，呢樣嘢係由我哋有 credibility 先啦。如果自己成日都係話自己內部都唔協調嘅唔成嘅咧，咁啊即係出去冇 credibility。咁最後或者我想講一講咧，就話咧，喺嗰個hierarchy 嗰度嗰個 accountability 啊，即係對邊個負責咧？呢個又係無可置疑嘅，就係話咧，如果係秘書處嚟講咧，就梗係向呢個大會嚟到去做呢個負責任。每一個分會，即係每一個委員會咧，個秘書處梗係向個委員會負責嘅。只不過話咧，佢哋本身嚟講，佢哋唔係即係點講好咧？佢哋唔係。好似我哋喺政府裏面，我哋從埋坐埋一個寫字樓咁，一開門就見到對方咁解啫。而係咧，即係我哋嗰個純粹從嗰個負責任嗰個問題嚟講咧，就各位委員喺呢個委員會嘅委員嚟講咧，係完全咧係可以有一個信任咧，就係俾得到我哋嘅秘書處咧，就話我哋嘅秘書處係嗰、那個。效忠對象啊，服務對象咧，都係就係嗰個委員嘅，唔係話真係去向其他咩嘅啊。咁所以我諗呢度咧，亦都係要即係同大家交代清楚，即係我唔想喺呢度咧有一個解體喺度啊。你就因為咧你係本身係公務員，所以你嗰個 accountability 咧，你梗係去翻你自己個部門個從屬嘅關係，唔係嘅，真係唔係嘅。我諗呢個要搞清楚咧。咁當然嚟講，即係我哋點樣樣去加強呢個大家嗰個即係。互相的默契咧，呢點我覺得係重要，需要去加強嚇。但係我哋都係即係我哋認識咗，即、就、係、是、自己一齊坐埋一齊做共事，做呢個 HEC 嚟講咧，仲係個時間仲係有限。所以我希望喺不斷嘅繼續磨合之中嚟講咧，我哋係可以增加到大家互信啊。呢點我諗好緊要咯。啊，多謝主席。
Okay， 多謝。Nick wants Samuel.
Yes, Chairman. I think this is an excellent paper. I mean, it's focusing on the whole future of the HEC, and it does, if you like, bring us back to what I was saying earlier about roles, responsibilities, and resources—the three R's, which are key, obviously going to be key going forward. However, I think I'd like to add a fourth R, and that is real world. And yes, and I just picking up the thrust of the paper. Ideal outcome is consensus. But, and I'm afraid there is a big but, and that but is that we are dealing with a scarce resource, we're dealing with competing priorities, we're dealing with difficult choices. And my question, which and is not addressed in this paper, and it's something that we as a committee, I think, as a subcommittee and ultimately the main committee are going to have to think about, is where it's not possible, and it's not always going to be possible to reach consensus, where does the ultimate responsibility lie? Is it going to lie with HEC? Is it going to lie with government? Because I sense there are going to be some very, very difficult issues, choices to be made, which we're not going to be able to reach by consensus. And therefore a party, a body, a committee, a group has got to ultimately say, this is in the best interest of Hong Kong. And is that responsibility going to rest with HEC, or is it going to rest with government? I think that's a fundamental question going forward. which is not addressed in here, but we have to address as HEC, I think.
Thank you. Thanks, Leo. I want to come back to that, at least a particular point later, but I would like to see whether there are other views. If not, Nick, on the point of, the HEC, I think we did mention, discuss in the main committee that we may, this is not really with individual initiative, but with harbour planning, and harbour, how to enhance our harbour's concern. We did mention that, of course, that is now falls in the responsibility of harbour planning review subcommittee, that they have to maybe consider whether there should be any new institutional framework. Maybe it's something that links up together with that. But on the same time, if there are no other views, comments from members, then I would like to pose a question to the committee is, how are we going to take it forward? Because we, as a subcommittee, it's a convenient day, and we because of some gaps in internal communication in a way that we go up to the public, we find that there are some area that we have not been doing well. That's why Mikam and Alvin prepare this paper and submit this paper to this subcommittee. But after all, we are in subcommittee of the HEC. How are we going to and obviously a lot of the views and recommendations and suggestions actually refer to the whole committee, not this subcommittee. So I would like to see inputs from members. How are we going to take it forward?
Chairman, my suggestion would be that it's on the next agenda or the very agenda soon of the HEC. I think, as you say, this is a matter that needs to be debated and discussed at HEC level. So I'd like to see it on the agenda at a fairly early stage at the HEC.
Okay, thanks. Is that agreeable or is general view of the committee, of the subcommittee? We put this as, again, submit this paper to the HEC for discussion in the next meeting, which will be 3rd of March. I see that. Okay.
Also agreeing to that, I think it may be useful for this committee to have some indication of the committee's response to this paper. So that when we submit it to the main committee, the main committee will have an idea of where we're coming from. Personally, I think this is a good paper again. But if we ask ourselves at the end, well, what does it mean in practice? I can see a few things. First of all, more dinners, right? And then more emails, which is fine. But ultimately, the aim is to make the HEC more effective. And whilst a lot of it depends on the relationship between HEC and between the non-official and the official members of the HEC, when I look at the title of the paper, I can't help thinking that perhaps the title applies to the government as well, just government itself, fostering partnership within the government, from within. So it's in fact very complicated. But there are indeed a couple of things which are quite practical, which we can perhaps begin to pursue, some real things. One of the points is the concept of the secretariat. And from what I understand of Elvin's point, Elvin is not seeking a third-party secretariat, but put simply more dedicated secretariat resources from the government. And I think if that can be made into a very very specific proposal that to the main committee to discuss, that would be quite useful. That may mean duplicating Christine.
You must have been combing.
I mean, from one half to one. Or the other means. Now, the very real resources which we can perhaps put to the main committee to consider is the so-called $5 million. Now, we haven't actually seen it, although we have been using some of it. But at the moment, there's actually no mechanism for the HEC to decide on how to use it. Well, obviously, we're using this on the HER project already, but we haven't really any ground rules. For instance, the concept I mentioned a couple of hours ago about making use of this money for collaborators, you know, small sums of money for disbursement to encourage them to make use of it in some activities. We have no ground rules. But actually, this is something that that is there already. We can try to think of a way to make use of. These are the more concrete aspects. There may be others which we can put to the main committee. But the point is to make it more specific when we put the paper there.
Thank you. I recall one thing talking about the using the $5 million, because when we put up the HER project, with the initial proposal, there was actually some sort of budgetary proposal, right? I think we all remember that. And in fact, I still remember it was actually, there was some questioning where how come we use $1 million for just that. I mean, of course, with hindsight now, that if we can do a good job with $1 million, it's definitely worthwhile. And I think for making use of the, may I make my suggestion of making good use of the $5 million, whenever we have projects and initiatives that we propose, we also propose the resources required. So another initiative that will use some of the resources probably will be the Central for Europe, but of course it's not within this committee, but Alvin is here. So I think we just use, I think to use the money, use the funding, I think the responsibility is also on us. Sorry that I'm imposing my view on the committee, but the responsibility is also on us who actually propose initiatives that put up whatever we think are appropriate. And then, of course, then it's up to the when it's put up either to the subcommittee or to the main committee, then we debate whether that is appropriate and what's the best use of it. And then leave the rest of the problem to the government departments and government officials and see whether it fits with the financial procedures. I don't know whether that is acceptable to all.
Sorry, Chairman, I just want to supplement that by clarifying that unfortunately AWK is gone. But I think right at the beginning, we have made it clear that the money that we have managed to secure is part and parcel of the whole allocation for the Housing Planning and Lands Bureau. I mean, I need to spell out the relationship so that you know all of us can have a clear understanding of the situation. The money is there, but it doesn't mean that it has to be spent. That's the first point. Second point is that this does not mean that the HEC will each year consider a number of projects to utilize the money so set aside. I think rather is that we should, you know, be working on those issues that each subcommittee or the whole committee, the main committee, based on their work program, they can identify okay whether they see a need for funding requirement. And if that's the case, then we have to make a special case if the money cannot. The money that we have set aside, the $5 million we have set aside, cannot meet all the requirements, then we have to explore other avenue. Okay, I think that is the sort of relationship. Rather than, I'm concerned about WK's suggestion of setting up a sort of mechanism and spelling out the criteria. It sounds so bureaucratic. So that's why I want to keep WK before he goes. But that is my point of view. I think it the most important thing is that whether the HEC has identified and the HEC subcommittees have identified worthwhile projects, and then we will see how the project can be met, can be funded. I think that is the most important issue.
Okay, thank you. 剛才我見到阿盧先生，吳先生舉咗手先，係咪？係嘛？唔係，OK。啊，sorry，關先生，OK，sorry。
係，主席， 我想話講翻兩位博士嗰、那個文件啫，尤其是咧第十二段最尾嗰句咧，咁佢就提議咧就話嗰啲顧問咧就應該向 HEC 即係負責咁樣嘅。咁我就想指出一點，就啱就話多啲聲就走開咗。我哋啟德嗰個顧問報告咧，就係、是、根據合約咧，嗰、那個顧問公司咧就係、是、向規劃處負責嘅。咁規劃處當然咧就會向即係 HEC 嘅實勤負責啦，咁變咗咧就係、是、嗰、那個負責咧就係即係唔係直接嘅，係間接嚟負責嘅。咁我想澄清呢一點啫。我諗啊， okay. 多車如果喺度咧，佢可能都有少少今日都未定嘅。不過可惜佢走錯。
好啊 ，sorry， 有啲
係咪我聽人哋講咗咧？咁我都想講補充。其實咧就係香港個 consultancy 咧，個 consultant 同我哋係簽咗個合約嘅。咁如果合約嗰邊嚟講咧，其實佢係對部門負責。咁當然咧，就係佢做出嚟嘅嘢咧，咁我哋當然要向 HEC 負責。咁所以咧，就亦都應該有個間接嘅負責嘅關係啦。
Okay. Well, on this point, Tom,
yeah, yeah,
我過嚟然之後先嚟講。
我想即係呢點嚟講咧，花少少即係時間咧，就係、是、嘗試解釋啊，詳細一點。因為呢、這個點解嗰啲嗰兩個 consultants 係要簽嗰度嚟講咧，一定係要有一個法定嘅團體。咁我諗呢個事情咧，我哋喺另外一場我都記得係傾過嚟嘅，就一定要法定嘅團體，就係、是、需要有個政府部門去簽嘅。所以變咗嚟講咧，喺文字上嚟講咧，佢係一定咧係嗰個關係咧係要向呢個政府部門咧去從屬。但係實際上佢做嗰樣嘢嚟講，唔係由個部門去推動啊嘛，而係由個會去推動啊嘛，由呢、這個。共建維港委員會去推動，所以個問題嚟講唔會有問題嘅。即係我想知得到咧，我想大家清楚了解到嚟講咧，就話嗰、那個大家嘅工作關係同埋法律上嗰個技術，即係嗰個即係法律責任嗰個關係嚟講，係應該有分別嘅。唔該。
OK， 多謝你。我好高興係即係政府部門做一個法定團體去簽約，因為如果唔係嘅話咧，我睇到。既然 HEC 亦都唔係一個法定團體嘅話，可能係國主席個人嚟講咧，呢、這個香港醫生唔係一個好理想嘅安排。Greg，sorry，keep you waiting。
主席，我咧就對於嗰、那個，我都贊成呢張 paper 咧，應該我哋個委員會有少少意見，即係唔好話就咁睇完之後就咁 pass 過去俾個大會啦。咁所以我自己亦都揸住咗佢關於嗰個 how can we。Achieve our aspiration 嗰度咧，就我就寫低咗一啲我自己嘅意見。咁第一點咧，我對於嗰、那個關於嗰個所謂大家有 cultural gap 嗰樣嘢咧，我就覺得就係冇問題嘅，根本上唔係一定，因為大家有唔同嘅 background， 當然大家有唔同嘅 culture， 咁唔同嘅 culture 唔係表示唔可以合作，唔係有陣時即係。有不同的背景的人合作出来做出来还好过完全同一个背景的人的同一个 culture 的人的合作，所以我觉得不是一个很大的问题。第二点呢就是关于即是觉得譬如说需要个 secretariat 去为个 HEC 工作，我觉得这个都其实这个很多的statutory body， 如果大部分是非官方委员的呢，实际上那些secretariat 都是向個會去服務的，咁所以我覺得亦都其實即係除非作者係對不過係唔滿意，咁如果唔係咧，就或者可能大家做耐咗，可能會發覺其實真係事實上係咁發生。咁關於想個 consultant 向 task force 去 be accountable 咧，咁我首先我建議就唔好話 task force， 應該向 HEC accountable， 因為即係應該咁樣比較合理啲，因為佢係應該向 HEC be accountable。咁至於政府剛才所講嗰個解釋咧，咁我覺得咧就我都可以接受，因為實際上嚟講譬如房委會咁以前嘅主席係黃奕明啊，委員大部分都係 lay member， 咁就。但是個 project management 咧就係、是、由 housing department 做嘅，咁但係咧就嗰、那個 client 咧就是、housing authority， 咁但係呢個就因為 housing authority 係一個法定團體，咁所以我哋其實我哋因為既然我哋有今日 set up 咧，我哋係唔需要咁介懷話究竟話係咪同我哋簽合約，或者個合約上面寫明話要我哋做，咁我哋其實最緊要就係話究竟政府 作為一個 client 或者作為一個假 client 咧，我叫做假 client， 即係 for convenience sake 嘅 client。咁而同埋佢亦都係一個 project manager， 因為我諗我哋其實係冇辦法做到 project management 嘅。首先我哋冇咁嘅 background 啦，冇咁嘅時間啦，我叫你成日去 monitor 佢哋嗰啲 performance 啊 ，rate 佢啊，俾幾多分啊，咁因為佢要交翻去噶嘛，一定政府一定要做呢啲嘢嘅，或者出糧啦、糧單啦要簽啦，我哋做唔到，所以我哋咧定係只能夠做一個係一個做一個 play 個 role 咧，就係話我哋需要做啲乜，睇下個指標達唔達到。咁但係實際上呢個 project management 一定係要由返政府去做。咁所以我覺得呢亦都喺呢方面我哋應該就向呢方面去要求嗰個 accountability， 就即係話我哋即係了解我哋自己抌幾多時間落去。其實你我哋越啲 member 越抌得多時間落去，我哋咪越多 involvement 囉。但係老實講，你哋自民行佢擺幾多分擺幾多個鐘頭落去呢，所以我覺得呢就呢方面我有咁嘅睇法啦。咁我覺得我哋應該係研磨多啲，諗多啲時間落去，就喺嗰、那個所謂喺嗰個 consultancy 嘅 ultimate goal 嗰方面去睇，或者有啲咩就唔係話爭取所謂要管佢呀 manage 佢咁嗰個 consultant 係咁。第三點呢就我關於嗰個 increasing transparency and openness， 咁嗰個報告呢就係、是、講到要 meeting the press 嗰樣嘢。咁喺呢一方面呢我就好贊成嘅，因為點解呢，我哋上次呢就係、是上個星期二上兩個星期就係 pop 一聲開咗個記者招待會，咁而好多委員就唔知道啦，咁變咗其實就有啲唔係太過理想的時間發生。咁我就其實呢個人呢正正係呢，或者我哋就應該係有要有啲 guideline， 即係話個別嘅委員同記者講嘢，我哋就冇辦法去阻止佢啦。咁但係話如果係主動咁樣 call 一個記者招待會呢，好可能呢就係、是、應該大家即係知道有呢個記者招待會，同埋呢嗰個 party line 係乜嘢嘢。即係話如果話我哋對記者講話譬如話下個星期五要開記者招待會啦，咁我哋應該大家要知道，咁同埋咧要對個記者係發布一啲乜嘢嘢咧？發布話我哋全體同意做啲咁嘅嘢，或者話我哋攞唔到一個共識，但係咧就有大部分嘅委員咧就係、是、贊成咁樣做法。咁我諗覺得即係有個報，好似今日咁，我哋出張新聞稿，我哋大家係知道係個目的係乜嘢嘢嘅，好清晰嘅，咁就唔會有啲咩誤會。就最後講錢嗰方面啦，咁我唔想 comment， 因為Thomas 都解釋得好清楚佢嘅立場。
咁就多謝 Craig 嘅意見，有冇其他委員有其他意見睇法啊 ？Michael。
多謝主席。咁咧就即係想講翻咧，其實即係提出嚟咧，即係我哋個文件叫 Fostering Genuine Partnership from within HEC 啦。其實咁其實我哋會覺得即係即係聽即係同翻出邊啲朋友傾偈嘅時候咧，都會覺得 HEC 嗰個形象好唔鮮明嘅。即係究竟我哋係咪匿埋喺政府後面幫即係支持政府啊？定係話俾政府成日擺上台？俾佢哋即係當擋箭牌咁啊，定係話係點咧？即係係好唔清晰咯。咁可能同我哋嗰、那個同外界嗰個溝通嗰個策略真係有好大關係。咁所以我哋都提出就係話，係咪需要即係要思考翻究竟我哋點樣去？即係如果我哋即係贊成係呢一個咧，就係、是、一個我哋希望探求一個新嘅管治模式，即係係大家共同管治，或者係集思，真係一個集思。廣益嘅一個渠道，係讓唔同嘅人係可以即係有佢個意見個收集嚟到一齊咧，係即係出去傾。咁即係其實我覺得即係我想回應翻，譬如頭先 Doctor Wong 話有個 cultural gap 係冇問題咧。咁其實如果唔一齊做嘢就真係冇乜問題嘅。不過要一齊做嘢咧，就需要有一個即係一定程度嘅信任啦，同埋就係大家明白嗰個分別喺邊度咯。咁即係明白咗就冇問題啦。如果唔係就會真係會好多缺乏好多信任嘅，冇信任嘅基礎好難去做一個共同管治嘅一個咁樣嘅情況啦。咁同埋我哋會覺得HEC 係需要有多啲彈性去處理即係唔好意思，不過係政府嘅資源啦。不過其實嗰啲都係我哋納稅人嘅錢嚟嘅。咁因為我哋嘅經驗就係話，因為嗰啲係跟翻政府裡面嗰、那個 佢哋個程序嘅即係一啲 budgeting 嘅嘢咧，咁所以好多時候我哋需要用嘅時候咧，就一定用翻好多好官僚嘅程序咧，先至用到嗰啲錢啊！即係嗰啲錢有少少可望而不可及咁樣。即係譬如好似我哋上次傾如果我哋要有新嘅管理海港嘅即係一啲制度或者體制，咁好似即係李教授即係講翻嗰個即係其他人哋嗰個做法係點嘅時候咧，即係。其實好容易諗到啊，揾個 RA 去做一下個研究咧，咁你揾翻唔同嘅城市佢嗰個體制係點，就好容易揾到嗰、那個好處啊、唔好處啊，大家有個比較出嚟。咁但係譬如呢啲咁樣嘅做法咧，就要 fit 翻入去政府嗰啲體制裡面，然後先再諗下點樣可以整到嚿錢出嚟，然後先可以做到。咁呢啲嚟講，對於 HEC 好似就造成有啲即係我唔知道可以點樣 overcome 佢啦，但係就唔係好方便咯。即係我諗我哋需要好多彈性啲處置，或者頭先陳博士講話我哋可唔可以有啲錢少少資源都係俾嗰啲合作夥伴去就去推行佢哋自己嘅活動，但係都係幫我哋賣，即係去 sell 我哋啲 idea 咁樣。即係呢啲 idea 嘅意思唔係話去 sell option， 就係 sell 即係 engagement 呢一個咁樣嘅 idea。咁呢啲我覺得我哋需要去即係去面對啦，因為如果我哋個形象唔鮮明，而我哋又冇 有彈性咁樣處理資源，可以出到去嗰個社區話俾人聽，我哋做緊啲乜嘢咧？咁呢個係一個掣肘嚟嘅。
OK，thank you。如果大家冇其他意見咧，就可唔可以就勞煩秘書就係將大家嘅意見同埋有啲建議咧，就歸納咗之後咧，就我相信就大家當然大家都有興趣睇啦。但係咧，就當然最重要咧，就係即係呢份文件嘅兩位作者原作者嚟講咧，都睇過，因為到頭來嚟講，我相信。我唔知道大家係咪咁睇法，就係、是、都係兩位咧，將即係用兩位嘅名義係，因為兩位都係 HEC member 啦。我氹緊嘅係，我哋將呢份文件呈交俾共建維港委員會嘅時候咧，個做法都係應該係兩位嘅名義出，係咪咧？當然就係我哋嘅委員會傾過，好多嘢都認同。頭先喺度嚟講，我哋確實嚟講，亦都會有啲乜嘢，有啲咩嘅確實嘅建議。是加密落，依话想大家想呢个系一个小组委员会呢个 subcommittee 出嘅文件，我唔知道大家点睇法，一个好实际嘅做法。因为实际上咧，放完农历年假翻嚟咧，我哋就要交文件噶啦，差唔多。
主席，我觉得既然系佢两位自发嘅，亦都系佢即系到时都要可能都要佢哋去 present 啊咁样，咁我觉得冇问题嘅，用翻佢哋两位嘅。咁我哋亦都冇咩大嘅反對嘅聲音或者咩異議㗎，咁所以我覺得就應該都可以話我哋討論過，大部分會員都好贊同個意見咁。除咗有即係另外再外加啲意見添咁樣。
Okay， sorry， Patrick， sorry。
我都是大致上是這樣看法，因為始終我們這個是一個 WT2 的一個 subcommittee， 那就其實我們可以作為一次呢，就我們給了一些意見，給了兩位作者，那等他呢就可以呢考慮下去將份 paper 呢就直接遞給 HEC Commitment Committee。
Okay， 好， OK， 那這件事就大家都同意，那就在未完離開的議程，我都看著時間表，我希望在7點鐘，無論在7點鐘之前可以完到這個會議，那剩下20分鐘，那今晚就不好意思，就是今天的會議長了，但是呢我想離開這個議程之前呢，剛才我一直呢都在這個文件來說，我沒有給到自己的意見，因為我覺得作為主席來說呢就應該盡量不要加，尤其是當大家討論的時候，那現在討論完呢，我希望呢就是幫大家分享兩分鐘，我想加多一個睇法那我希望如果是 在會議記錄的話，秘書就是擺明這個是我個人的睇法。那我覺得文件寫得很好，咁但係呢我覺得除咗係架構啊、做嘢嘅方法啊、程序啊各方面之外呢，我就覺得呢如果要我哋呢個咁嘅合作模式喺我哋嘅管治，喺我哋政府嘅管治係要成功嘅話呢，我覺得有一樣嘢呢喺個合作夥伴之間呢，一樣好緊要嘅就係、是、簡單講嘅，就除咗個行為，除咗個規矩呢個程序之外呢，個心係好緊要。咁我又唔覺得呢兩位作者呢係漏咗，但佢哋我絕對唔係呢個，都唔係我自己，我唔係我自己嘅自己嘅真知灼見，呢個係我喺過一段時間從觀察各個委員嘅
的行為表現呢我觀察回來的，所以只不過是偷思。事實上兩位作者來說，我覺得他們就是身體力行的這件事，就是怎樣用心去處理這件事，或者如果用英文來說，我會 take 一個 ownership 的問題，我覺得是承擔的問題，我覺得的心來說就是對那件事的承擔 ownership。 那就兩件事，另外就是為什麼覺得這件事這麼重要呢，就是還有就是很感受到的，就是當24號晚我們開會的時候，第一個就是 Nick 就提到一個問題，就是我們應該要處理好外邊外界的問題 external issues， 然後我們才去處理內邊的問題，這個純粹就是或者要解決我們溝通和公眾也好和內部自己也好都有問題的時候，我們怎樣分次序先後處理兩件事不同。咁咧就亦都咧喺第二日嚟講咧，就事後咧喺事後嚟講咧，有官方委員同我私下講，咁即係當然唔方便講名啦。咁但係咧就佢好即係欣賞，就係有幾位非官方委員嚟講咧，雖然明知係嗰個內部溝通做得唔好，而佢哋覺得係好唔高興，但係咧佢哋可以咧就將呢樣嘢擺埋一邊，咁而咧係譬如出席個記者新聞發佈會，向公眾解釋清楚呢件事。咁好明顯，大家其實咧，之所以將自己即係有啲可能或者覺得唔係咁理想嘅嘢擺開一邊嚟講，就係完全大家都係希望做好嗰件事，希望即係如果係普通嘅講法，就係講得俗少少，就係唔好將呢個平台拆咗佢。咁呢樣嘢我哋喺其他情況都聽見。咁所以我覺得其實係如果係作為咧合作夥伴嚟講咧，我唔知即係兩位作者會唔會喺度擺埋落去個文件裏邊咧，參與嘅人嘅承擔，我覺得係好重要嚇。咁亦都我哋見到即係。在這件事來說，我們見到這個承擔，即是驗證過 是做得出來的，也都是有效的。這件事就是我個人的意見，也都即是少少就是作為主席來說，能夠跟一班有承擔的委員去處理這件事，我覺得是一個相當大的榮幸、啊、這個是個人的感受，或者不需要放下去，但是個意見我就很希望可以放下去會議記錄中。咁就呢、這個議程呢，第五個議程完咗之後呢，咁我哋